Planting, watering, or harvesting. What is more important in ministry, planting seed, watering it, or harvesting? The competition had finished and I was relaxing in an administrative area with one of the pro athletes. While waiting for some photocopying, we spoke casually with one of the secretaries. She was surprised we shared very similar backgrounds. We spoke naturally about faith questions in this impromptu conversation. 3 years passed, and I called friends in that same city to ask if I could stay with them. The wife was stunned by the timing. She had just read a letter from me. She told her secretary, who asked her about the writer of the letter. Her response shocked the wife. "I know him. We talked about faith 3 years ago." Amazing. In a city of 8 million, she had left her company job to be the executive assistant with my friends. The timing of my letter and phone call was perfect. Now my hosts had an authentic opportunity to continue sharing about faith in Christ. 3 years prior, the two of us planted some seeds. In the three-year interval, the seeds hadn't blown away. Now her new employers were able to water the seed. Some people are unique in their ability to open conversations and plant seeds. Some water and encourage a curiosity in Christ. Then there are others who enjoy harvesting the work of the seed planter and waterer. Scripture to ponder, 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God, who makes things grow. Key lesson: most believers move between planting, watering, and harvesting. Our role is so simple. Be available. The fruit isn't because we plant well, water well, or harvest well. It is always God's work.